Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the App or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, everybody. This is Slumber Party every Tuesday from 6 to 7. I'm your host for tonight, DJ Coco, and usually I'm joined by DJ Star, but she's still off studying abroad in Germany, but she is coming back very soon in the next 2 weeks, so very excited for that. Today is little topic, mini topic, and a split between my music for tonight. So we have half of it being more indie rockish and the other half being more on the electronic side. So stay tuned for that. But as a little mixed up, I thought, why not go into my mini topic of the week straight away? Because why not? Why not mix it up, have some fun? So a couple days ago, I went blackberry picking with my mom at our local park. So we took our dog. It was about 8 p.m. or so. We all went for family dinner with my grandparents and had some Korean barbecue and naengmyeon, which is this Korean buckwheat noodle soup that actually has a beef broth with ice chunks in it. Sounds weird, but I would 100% recommend. I love this dish, and it is my mom and my favorite dish for the summer. So we had that, saw my grandparents, and then afterwards decided to go pick some blackberries, some wild Himalayan blackberries. So I took, we took two buckets, took our dog, walked over to the park, let Moose, my dog, off, so he was running around, and we were picking blackberries. So we were going pretty hardcore, because my mom brought a stepladder and clippers, and I had one of those garbage pickers. So we have those trash pickers with the long extension, and at the very end there's a clipping part. The one that we have has a little circular end to it, so you can actually pick up the berry and leave it contained and then drop it into the bin without it being mushed in any way. It was a perfect device for blackberry picking. Not sure about garbage picking, but that's how we used it. And so my mom was over by the side using the clippers and the stool, snipping away all the branches, and then I was getting all the high ones with the trash picker. Very good system. Would recommend. We got lots of stares and questions from people walking around the park, but they didn't think of it. They didn't think of doing that. They were just picking with their hands. So we ended up with two full bins of blackberries by the end of the night. My mom threw in the towel early, but I got pretty focused by the end, and I just kept picking. I had my earbuds in, I had the trash picker, and I kept picking away until it got dark. I was even considering pulling out my phone flashlight and continue picking, but that was the end of that night. And so we washed them, froze them, and now we've got a big bags of Himalayan blackberries in the freezer, all for free. That would have cost a lot of money. I'd just say a lot of money in the grocery store. And there's a lot of benefits of Himalayan blackberries as well, nutritionally, that I've now been putting into my oats that I have every morning. And there's so many benefits. And so after this, I was thinking, huh, I should research more into this. And also, where did these berries even come from? Because I swear these bushes weren't here a couple years ago. And they grow like crazy. I see them everywhere in every little nook and cranny of the western coast, basically. I did some research, so I'm going to tell you a little bit what I found out. So we'll start off kind of general properties. So the Himalayan blackberry, the scientific name for them is called Rubus armeniacus. Rubus armeniacus. They come from the Rosacea family, so it's actually the rose family. And they're, in a botanical context, they're not actually a true berry. They're actually called an aggregate fruit, which is consisting of a number of smaller fruits called the drupes. So you can see on the blackberry and raspberries as well that they have little tiny berries that are comprised of the entire berry. Interesting. And the reason why they are found everywhere. So these Himalayan blackberries, you might find them in the parks. They don't typically like growing in overhead forested areas. So places that are very forest with little light, they don't like. But you can find them in open fields and places like roadsides, for example, very common. Stream banks, field edges. And they spread so easily because, well, number one, they have numerous spreading techniques by asexual means. And as well, they're dispersed by birds and mammals. And not only that, they can spread very well, but they can grow pretty much in any kind of condition. So they can grow in a wide range of soil acidity, so pH, textures. They can even grow in infertile soils. And the only thing that they really need is adequate soil moisture. So this goes into the history of this soil moisture, because Himalayan blackberries are very, very typically common in the Pacific Northwest, where it rains much more. So this includes Northern California all the way up to Northern BC, where we are. And Himalayan blackberries were not actually found here or cultivated here. They are native to the Caucasus region in Eurasia, and they were actually brought intentionally to the Pacific Northwest and North America by a man named Luther Burbank in 1885. And this was to be as an agricultural berry crop, and of course, because the blackberries are pretty tasty. I was going into Luther Burbank, and he has actually a very interesting backstory, because he used to do all these plant hybrid crossings with nothing but a high school education. He didn't do any further education, but he was over here just crossing random plants. And he became so famous that he was collaborating with some of the top very, very known figures. One of them was Henry Ford. I have to look more into that, but he did do some collaborations with Henry Ford. And he is very famous that he was trading with other plant botanists around the world. And someone sent him in the mail the seeds for these Himalayan blackberries. And so he intentionally brought these to North America, but he had no idea of how invasive the Himalayan blackberries were along this West Coast. And by the time that it was established in 1945, of all these berries, no one really knew how invasive these would be. And you may think, you know, DJ Coco, they're blackberries. Don't we all eat blackberries? Don't these help the animals? We get the benefits of eating the blackberries as well. But there are a lot of impacts of these invasive species that I didn't know too much about. And they have lots of, plant cutting groups. need to search up the word for that. But the people who cut invasive plants in the parks and clean them up, blackberries is one of them that they go for, because the Himalayan blackberry is a notoriously invasive species that I've looked up. It has cost millions of dollars for control and estimated impacts. It's very problematic because it is so invasive and is able to grow in any climate or any soil condition that it can outcompete the actual native vegetation around it. So if there are trees growing around, it can prevent tree growth and reduces our biodiversity. And back to the trees, it is especially problematic for the trees, especially for the western hardwood, hemlock, sika spruce, maple, beech, birch, and the oaks. These blackberry bushes are able to spread their roots very easily, even if you snip off the blackberry roots and then you accidentally leave a little bit. It can still grow easily. And these take over the nutrients and space for the native vegetation that was already there. And Himalayan blackberries are now labeled as weeds in North America, to Europe, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. So even though blackberries, they're very tasty. And, you know, they're also still very expensive in the stores. I need to look more into that as well, because we have so many blackberry bushes and the amount of blackberries that are produced from a bush as well are plentiful. But that's a little bit about the history. So if you see someone cutting down a blackberry, a Himalayan blackberry bush, and you're like, why are they doing that? It's because it's killing everything around it. But other than the kind of grim history of the blackberry bushes, which they're trying to keep down, there are so many benefits to eating the blackberries and the fruits from these, that blackberries are called, you may have known, a superfood, because they have so many benefits that include having high in vitamin C, high in fiber, vitamin K. There's manganese, they're low calorie, low carb, low fat, and there's also so many health benefits as well. In traditional medicine, it is known to prevent colitis, which is inflammation in your liver. It fights inflammation, so the polyphenol extracts from the blackberries have inflammation fighting properties. As well, eating blackberries helps with fighting cancer. So they've studied that eating blackberries and the blackberry properties can inhibit colon tumor cell growth, as what they've studied in the science lab in vitro cell culture. Lastly, blackberries are also very high in antioxidants. I mentioned this a lot last show, and I did a lot of points on antioxidants. I didn't mention blackberries is one of them, but it is still very high for the berry groups. Most notably, the blackberries and blueberries. And as well, if you want to go more natural route, mulberries have the highest amounts of antioxidants, which antioxidants are food, or they are able to fight free radicals in your body. So these are things that can cause damage, oxidative damage in your body. So eating foods that are high in antioxidants are able to counteract the injuries and the damage that is caused by having free radicals in your body, which you can get from environmentally or as well your body produces it too. That's a little blurb. You can head on to the last show, or if you were listening to last show, you would have heard about that more. But for these blackberries and blueberries, as I was saying, for being high in antioxidants, it's best to eat blackberries in the fresh or frozen form to get these antioxidants. So try to avoid eating more processed products such as blackberry jam, blackberry juice, if that's a thing. I'm not sure if that's a thing. But anything that's canned or processed, the antioxidant contents are able to leach out of the berries during the processing and storage of it. So if you are going to eat some blackberries, try to eat it in fresh or frozen form, because that's the best way to get all the benefits from it. Anyways, that's a little mini history about blackberries and some of the nutritional benefits. As I was saying, I'm now putting these on my oats every morning. Love them a lot. They also have a low glycemic index, meaning that they are sweet. They taste sweet, but if you eat them, your blood sugars don't spike as high, so you don't get a crash after, which is even more helpful. And they're high in fiber too. So if you want to lose some weight, for example, blackberries are a great thing to eat. If you don't want to lose weight, if you just want to be healthy, also amazing thing to eat because they are a superfood. Okay, that is the intro to the show, and now intro into the music. I'm going to start off with my indie songs. Also bear with me because the mouse here at the CJSF studio is working very slowly, so it's going about 1 mile a second on the screen. Let's see if I can actually pull up a song. This first one I'm going to play is by the artist Luna Lee. I'm actually going to do two back-to-back songs from her because I actually really like this album. So this first one is called Confusion Song by Luna Lee from her album When a Thought Grows Wings. And the second one I'm going to do, Minnie Says, Would You Be at Mine After. Enjoy.
How do you the truth.
Don't lie the truth.
Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Tune in to Department Uno to hear the latest and greatest from the CJSF playlist, featuring all new music from local, Canadian, and international artists. Fresh releases from the music department every week on Department Uno, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
Jonathan, and I'm a dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day. And plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.
Welcome back. This is CJOSEPH 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm your host for this hour, DJ Coco. That last song you just heard was called Wild in all caps by the artist Gray, recently released single. The song just before that you also heard was called Stay by the artist Sea Lemon from their album Diving for a Prize. And then that one right before that one was Falling on My Sword by the band Tops from their new album, Bury the Key. This next song that's coming up, usually not the typical style for Slumber Party. We usually try to play more female artists, but this one I had to add in. Also, new hit, I guess. This one is by Tyler, the Creator, and it's called Ring, Ring, Ring. I'm playing the clean version. Don't worry. Don't hurt me. Because my friend recommended the song to me and also to listen to the album. This album is called Don't Tap the Glass, released July 21st. I did listen to it, and I really liked Ring, Ring, Ring. I also liked Sucker Free and Sugar on My Tongue. Tyler, the Creator, is not normally my jazz or my style of music. I did like a little couple songs from his previous album, Chromacopia. He did do a tour recently for that album. My friend went to his concert in Seattle for this album a little while back. But very popular. It's a very Gen Z artist, but he's very good. Definitely recommend listening to the rest of his music, but I'm gonna play this one for you. Maybe you'll like it. I think you will, because if I like it, you might like it if you're tuning in. So this, once again, is called Ring, Ring, Ring by Tyler, the Creator. Enjoy.
I miss your touch, I miss your smell, I miss your lips. Maybe grab a drink, maybe grab some food, don't be a stranger. I know it's hard though.
Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm your host for this hour, DJ Coco. That last song you just heard was by the artist Purity Ring, called Place of My Own, from the album Purity Ring. So the same name as the band name. I thought that was funny. And the one right before that you heard was called The Shiver by Jada G, a recently released single. And then before that, I briefly talked about it. It was by Tyler, the Creator, called Ring Ring Ring, clean version. And I'm going to keep blasting away with the music. I may also add a couple of additional songs at the end, so that might be a surprise. But for now, I'm going to play some of my scheduled music, which is a little bit more electronic. Surprise, surprise. So this is going to be two back-to-back songs by the artist Foot Shooter. So this first one is called What You Saw. And actually, we're not going to do that one because the Serato is not being nice to me today. So we're going to do the song Cycles featuring James Mollison from that artist Foot Shooter. A little bit more chill electronics. Enjoy. I'll try to figure out what happened. Give me a moment.
Yeah.
And that was Cycles featuring James Mollison and the artist Foot Shooter. You are tuning into CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Had a little serato malfunction, so I moved on to my second song, which was the Cycle song by Foot Shooter. But I think I've got it all running now for this first song, which I wanted to play first by Foot Shooter from the same album. So this one is called What You Saw, and it's from the very same album, The Oasis. So we're going to give it a little moment to set up, but really like Foot Shooter. He's got some influence from broken beat, jazz, and house, and he's from London, so be like this.
Close your eyes, I'll say a word. You must then tell me what you saw. Was it the expanse of inside a palm? Or the last grains of sugar hidden at the bottom of a cup? Tell me, did you see me waiting for you to see me? Standing under the shade of a musasa tree, swaying from heat.
Close your eyes.
Welcome back. This is CHSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, a community radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm your host for this hour, DJ Coco. We are actually heading to the end of this hour, which is why I've come back on. But that last song you just heard, already introduced, but I'll do it one more time, was called What You Saw, also featuring Mamoyu and Mahone by the artist Food Shooter from the album The Oasis. Amazing song. Had some bongos in there. I feel like there's a little bit of Caribbean style with this broken beat and house and electronic kind of atmosphere going on. I really liked that. I'm planning on playing maybe one more Foot Shooter song as well. But before I do that, I'd just like to say thank you for tuning in again for this Tuesday night. Really appreciate it. Had a lot of fun picking out the music this week and talking about blackberries. And next up, you will have at 7 p.m., there is now an open mic slot. So Rebecca and Caitlin from Sociologic are now gone. I'm very upset because I used to really like sitting in on Rebecca's show and just chatting for the first couple of minutes. And also, I miss Rebecca because she was the intern at CGSF for a whole year. She's from the UK, but she went back to the UK. But yeah, next up is an open mic slot, so there'll be a bunch of clips and audios that are in there right now, but stay tuned for that. Always something interesting to learn. And then at 8 p.m., we have Bitcoover with music coordinator Connor. Epic show, so definitely listen in. Very, very niche. Can't find anything like that. And yeah, you'll find me back here Tuesday 6 to 7 next week as usual. Trying to think of what kind of topic I'll be thinking of, but usually I think of it a couple days beforehand. Just strikes inspiration, so we'll find out. And just to end off this hour, I am going to put in, as I said, another Foot Shooter song into the Serato list. So this one is called Oblisk, which is by Foot Shooter featuring Natty Walal and Brother Portrait. I'm gonna confess, I didn't fully listen to this song, so if it gets a little weird at any point, apologies, but Foot Shooter is pretty good, so I don't think it'll get a little weird. But anyways, bye!
Now we look for a tool, seeping out from food, cauldrons and bubbles, been afraid of your power. Can you stand in your own two? You can land if you want to, let them say what they want to.
1, 2. Read the tea leaves, bitter death brew, but now I believe. Heart is the oracle, what can I do but love? Now love teach me to receive. Out in the darkness, I lost my peace, got guys on side. What a relief, cause I do stray. What the stop out, had them days. Far too apt to be dropout, still got a lockout, looking for best too late. Young romantic from what day, too old soul to play. Of walk from spirit like Malik Doma Soma. They claim wake from a coma, sway on the daily dose of soma. Fly till their feedings fray. Awful young, tall, trapped in a mental wall, still boxed in, cause you ran. Born in to costly skin, no more auction block for me, no way they're accosting him. Quit dashing my moccasins, free from all nation, rising sun, a daily persuasion, channel the one, a step in iration, wash away in waves.
Now we look for a soul, seeking out from food, cauldrons and bubbles, been afraid of your power, cause you're standing your own two, you can land if you want to, let them say what they want to.
Arranging a trade of fruits, these punnets are sacred. Thought it was simple. Karma the ruse, red strobe lights, ricochet, flash of the movements, rash. Can't latch to a loose end, or get attached like I used to. Push and pull mercurial roots, burn melt for the weekend, scrape for the routine. I like how I think I've been here, been better. Battle can't grin and bear, can't let up. Infinite threads and four meta, mazza can't bend the banks of the river, nah. Pray the flow will deliver us to the past, future, simultaneous. Ancestors through millennia, are you gonna get yours or they never are? Oh, if you never do, water the green in little shoots. Sure, so we do it for the stars. And we're bubbling. Yeah, razor sharp.
and in rhythm. Made the mark and then hid them. Eye to eye with the city. Face the fear with full vigor. Talk to God with no vicar. In the ICU with St. Mary's, man came close to ghosts with no cigar. Ain't boasting up, I just figure. If I'm meant to dead, I would dead. So true, say here I'm lit with soul inner. Simulation in civilization pouring out liquor. Libation pouring out. Howling, wailing out misery.
Thanks for listening. See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.